This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're learning Yevamos Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara is talking about the sugya of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brought that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, a woman awaiting Yibum that dies, you're allowed to marry her mother because Ein Zika. So clearly Rav holds Ein Zika. And then Rav Yehuda says, a woman waiting Yibum that dies, you can't marry her mother, Yesh Zika. So the question is, where did Rav Yehuda get it from? We know where Rav Huna got it from. He got it from Rav. Where did Rav Yehuda get it from? So the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph said he got it from Shmuel because Shmuel said explicitly Yesh Zika. So the Gemara says, who cares who he got it from? Let's say he got it from Rav, because we know that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav as well, so maybe he got it from Rav. What would be so shver if he got it from Rav? So Gemara says, then it would be a steer in Rav, because we know Rav says, Ein Zika. Says Gemara, no, maybe he got it from Rav, and Rav says, Ein Zika, and other Amaram hold Yesh Zika. So Gemara says, a whopper. Says Gemara, why would you assume that? We know that Shmuel says, Yesh Zika, and we know that Rav says, Ein Zika. And so if Rav Yehuda is saying, Yesh Zika, you might as well be toilet on Shmuel, who we have evidence, Yesh Zika, then be toilet on Rav, who we know holds Ein Zika, and now we're going to say, well, it's Machlokes Amaron, because maybe some say he holds Yesh Zika. Yeah? That's the Gemara. So Rav Nosson asked, what night was it? Tuesday night. What in the world does Gemara's have a meaning here? I mean, we have a kasha. Where did Rav Yehuda get it from? So Gemara says he got it from Shmuel. So Gemara says, yeah, and if he got it from Rav, what's Shver? Oh, if it's Shver, then it would be Stira and Rav. So Gemara says, why would it be Stira and Rav? Why don't we just say it's Machloikis what Rav holds? I mean, isn't it Pashit? Why would we Cholomzich, why make something up? We know Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. Why make up that there's a Machloikis what Rav holds? I mean, that's what the Gemara says, but what was the Gemara thinking? So it was suggested the following approach, and I just want to bring a proof to it. The approach we suggested was that since the Gemara said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ein Zika, and then Rav Yehuda Amar, Yesh Zika, and he didn't say Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so Mistama, he said in the name of Rav. Remember, that was suggested. So I want to prove that that's a good pshat. And I want to offer maybe another way of learning the Gemara. Look at Tosfos, third Tosfos. Dei de Rav Mai, frek Tosfos. What do you mean throughout Shas, we say, I think it's pretty standard. Oh, Rav Yehuda, had Rav Yehuda de Shmuel he. And the Gemara doesn't usually ask, and if it's Rav, so what? I mean, Tosfos is in Tarmid, the Soi Parakam, the Ksuvus Nami Aminin, had Rav Yehuda de Shmuel he. V'loi Parach dei de Rav Mai. Very often, the Gemara said that which Rav Yehuda said is of Shmuel, and the Gemara doesn't say, and if it's Rav, so what? So why all of a sudden here does the Gemara say, oh, maybe it's Rav? So Tosfos says what we just said, that it's Mestama, it's Mestaber over here, he got it from Rav. Why? V'yishama d'hacha mashana, to Rav Yehuda, mishmei de Rav kamarla, here it's Mashana, Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. Dekoi a Rav Huna, because Rav Yehuda is going on Rav Huna, deka amar mishmei de Rav, shemeres yavam, shemesa mutar b'ima. So since he's piggybacking what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, it's mistaber here also he said in the name of Rav, and that's why elsewhere in Shas, when we say Rav Yehuda is of Shmuel, we don't question it, and here we question it. So I think that's a very strong basis for the Havamina of the Gemara, right? Again, the same way typically the Gemara doesn't challenge where did Rav Yehuda get it from, the Gemara assumes he got it from Shmuel. Likewise over here, the reason why the Gemara has a Havamina, well maybe he got it from Rav, and then you would have to make a Machloikas what Rav holds. Why should you do that? It's because it's Mashma in the Gemara. Fine. But if you look in the Malay Harayim also just says Stama Bekias. Maybe somebody will remember this in 2 months from now. In the Yalkut Mefarshim, in the back of the Gemara says, maybe it's a Machloikas Amaron according to Rav. Why? Because on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, Rav says the following, Yesh Zika. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Rav holds Ein Zika. And the Gemara says, no, Rav is saying it l'divrei ha'oimer yesh Zika. So the Gemara, I mean, the Malei Rum is really asking your question, Rav Nosson, that, well, you know what the Gemara's Havamina is? The Havamina is because we know Rav said yesh Zika. And we have to be madchid, he's saying it according to the Shita that holds that way. So instead of saying that he's saying it l'fi ha'oimer, it's more mustaber that he actually said it himself, and Rav Yehuda got it from him, and it's a machlokes amaron according to Rav. Alright, that's all I have. I figured we have to do a few minutes of something on the page, yeah? Okay. Rabbi Isai, Shkoyach, Agad Yontif, Agad Yar. Thank you everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Okay. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.